I'm just going to come out and say it. If you're podcasting for your business, you must be putting the episodes on YouTube. And in this episode, I'm going to show you exactly what you need to do to get your audio-only podcast onto YouTube, or to get your current podcast that's already on YouTube looking and sounding even better, so that it adds to your business and adds to your professionalism and your branding and doesn't take away from it. Because I've seen some podcasts on YouTube that just really don't look very good. So I'm going to show you how to avoid that. My name is Justin J. Moore, and I own a podcast production agency called Podigy, where I lead a team of 20 podcast professionals and oversee hundreds of hours of podcasting content every single month. Now, in this episode, I'm going to talk a lot about podcasting equipment. And if you want my equipment breakdown for 2024, all you have to do is go to my LinkedIn, which will be linked in the show notes right below, and DM me the word equipment, and I will send you the link for the equipment breakdown for 2024. Right away. Anyways, let's get into it. So I've broken this down into two categories. The first category is setting up your podcast for video so that you have the right equipment and you know how to use your camera and all these things. And the second category is how to optimize for YouTube. So how to actually make the show look good on YouTube. Okay, starting with category one, setting up your podcast for video. The very first step is going to be to use your phone's back camera as the camera for your podcast. So if you already have an amazing camera, obviously, you don't need to do this. But if you were thinking about using your webcam, don't. Use the back camera of your phone instead. If you have an iPhone and you have a Mac, it's gonna be super simple to do this. All you have to do is select your phone as the camera whenever you're in a recording software. All the recording softwares will allow you to use this connectivity between your phone and your computer. It's called the continuity feature or something like that. Anyways, super, super easy to use. And if you're using your phone's back camera as the camera for your podcast, you're going to need something to hold up the phone so that you can adjust the height and the position. And for that, you're going to need a tripod stand, some type of stand that you can hold your phone with. So again, I have this listed in that equipment link. So just DM me the word equipment on LinkedIn and I'll send that over to you. So tripod stand to hold your phone up. Awesome. The next step is to place yourself in the shot properly. So there's a few key things that we want to do when we're thinking about how we're going to actually be in the shot. So obviously, number one thing, try to get a level angle so that it's not like coming up from underneath you and looking at like your double chin, or too high where it's like a bird's eye view and they're just like looking at your eyes, looking up at them. It's like super weird, right? We want to have a shot that is at least close to level. And for this part, if you are watching the video, which I would recommend that you do, you can watch it on YouTube. You can see, I mean, my setup right now, by the way, is terrible. I'm moving apartments. I'm in Italy right now. I'm all over the place. So I'm just recording, really not thinking too much about the video, but I'm still in the shot nicely. So what you want to do is not have any space, or at least very minimal space, above your head and the frame. So you don't want like all this dead space above your head, because that means you're too low. And on the other side of it, you don't want to be too high and cutting off the top of your head, because that means that you are too high in the shot. So you want to be placed in the shot, not a lot of dead space above, with a, you know, generally level camera angle, and try to be in the middle of it. And as long as you're doing that, you're going to be okay. And it's better than, you know, just kind of throwing on the webcam and sitting in a dark corner. So you're already way ahead of the rest of the pack. So after you've placed yourself in the frame the way that you want to, you need to get some kind of light, because your camera is not going to be able to pick you up super well and the quality won't be super high unless you have some type of light. I don't really have a good light right now, but I do happen to have a really nice window in front of me. But the light that I would recommend is the Elgato Key Light, also in that equipment list. But you can also just search up Elgato Key Light. You'll find it. And after that, I would recommend, this is just sort of like a more of a fun thing, but a way to personalize your podcast setup and kind of add some like flair to it. And I've talked about this in one of the previous episodes too. I believe it was episode 47 or 49, titled How to Make Your Podcast Look Better. But I would recommend getting a sticker of your podcast logo or podcast name and putting that onto your microphone to sort of personalize things. It's just a little thing that you can do, or putting some type of sign for the podcast in the back, whether that's like a neon sign or a handmade wooden sign. It's going to be a little bit of an investment, but it adds so much like cred to the podcast, because it's like, man, this person really went out of their way and like got some branded material for their show. And it adds color and it adds personality. I think it makes a massive difference to showing up on YouTube. So would highly recommend doing that. The next step would be to put some type of books in the background, or or if you have achievements, like you have maybe certificates or degrees or something, putting things in the background that represent you, things that add to your credibility, things that show parts of your personality rather than just a blank wall like what I have right now. Again, I have nothing with me. I literally traveled to Italy with like the shirt on my back and my microphone. It sounds like an exaggeration. It's pretty much not. But happy to be here. I'm here with Celine, obviously. Celine, my fiance, is from Italy. Anyways, that was a sidetrack. So put books, stuff in the background that represents you. After that, get an LED light or something that you can put behind you to light your background up. It adds a ton of ambience and just really, really nice. Like, it adds such a vibe to the podcast. It's better than just having the single white light shining on your face. Give some depth and stuff. Really would highly recommend that. And I just checked, it's episode 48, titled 7 Ways to Make Your Podcast Look Better, where I go deeper into this and you can actually look at my setup and see everything that I'm doing there. Okay, so we are now done with setting your podcast up for video. So to recap, use your phone back camera, get a tripod stand, put yourself properly in the shot, get a front light for your face, put a sticker of your podcast logo on your mic or have a podcast sign in the background, put books in the back that represent you or just certificates, degrees, something that adds to your credibility, and add some type of backlight to add depth and vibe, honestly, ambience. Second part, second category of this episode, YouTube optimization, making your podcast just look professional on YouTube. Super important. You can't just throw the video up and hope that it sticks. It's not going to look good. And what actually might happen is that somebody might go and look at that. Instead of it adding to the reasons they want to work with you, it actually takes away. And they're like, oh, if that's how their show looks, if that's how their podcast looks, I wonder how their business is. Like, is that really how they run their show? It's kind of lazy. You don't want them to think that of you. So we are going to optimize our show for YouTube. So number one, first thing, the very top of your YouTube channel is called your YouTube banner. That should not be empty. There needs to be something up there, a picture of you, an image of your podcast, but what I would recommend doing is go to Canva, look at YouTube banner templates, go and look at a handful of shows that you admire on YouTube and create a banner that looks really good. Once you've made your banner, you need to have some type of thumbnail design. If you don't have somebody who can help you with this type of stuff, I would recommend, again, just making a YouTube thumbnail template on Canva and just switching out the words every episode. But it's better than just putting the show on with no thumbnail. That looks really bad. We want to have a thumbnail, even if it's just the text, the title of the episode with a Canva template, it's going to be better than nothing. So after we've done the banner and the thumbnail design, the next most important thing, and this is also for the audio, but even more important for YouTube, the titles of the episodes. Really, really think about the titles of the episodes. My one tip that I could recommend in this short episode about it is to start your episode titles with how to. So how to get your podcast onto YouTube, or how to grow your podcast using YouTube. This is going to immediately frame your podcast episode as the solution to a problem that you know your audience is struggling with. That's a very small tip that I can recommend. If you want to go a little bit deeper into podcast episode titles, you can go to episode 49 of this podcast, where I gave away 7 hacks for writing irresistible episode titles. I really think that episode is super valuable, and I know a lot of people have said that it really helped them title their episodes. So after the banner, after the thumbnail, the titles, the next thing that we need to do is have a pinned video. This can either be your favorite episode that you've recorded so far from your podcast, one that you think really represents the show. That's kind of the easy way to do it. The other way to do it is to actually create a 1-minute video of you explaining what this podcast is. Welcome to this channel. This channel is where I'm going to be sharing episodes of my podcast, which is a show where I, whatever the mission of your show is, and I'm this person, this is why you should trust me, whatever. Something that just introduces you, introduces the channel. Just, it's like a, it's a welcome video. Otherwise, people just kind of get like thrown onto your page and they're like, I don't know what's here. So if you have a video that's like, hey, welcome, like, what, you know, come on in. Like, it's like coming into a party when there's nobody at the door to greet you versus when there is somebody to greet you. It's a completely different feeling, right? So YouTube banner, thumbnail, great titles, pinned video. And then one other thing that you can do, and I don't personally do this, I think I should, but I'm going to in the future, especially as I get more and more episodes, I think this is more and more valuable, but categorize your episodes in YouTube playlists based on the different categories that you're covering. So for my podcast, I talk about podcast growth, podcast automation, talk about podcast guesting. So I could categorize my episodes based on those different things. And what that does is it makes your podcast sort of like bingeable, right? So if somebody wants to learn about podcast guesting, they immediately can see, oh, here's the 7 episodes that he has about podcast guesting. I'm going to go through all of those. So it just gives people kind of a watching, like it just kind of gives people like a series of episodes to watch. So hope that makes sense. Okay. And that's everything. So I hope you can use these tips, implement them, and get your show onto YouTube. I would love to see you succeed on YouTube and have your podcast grow and your business grow as a result. And again, one last time to remind you, if you wanted that equipment, all you have to do is click the link in the show notes, go to my LinkedIn profile and DM me the word equipment, and I will send you the resource right away. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope to see you next week for more podcast growth and podcast automation tips and strategies. See ya. Hey, just before you go, I'm really happy that you made it to the end of this episode. It means the world to me. I only want to ask for one thing in return for putting together all this content for free, and that's just leaving a review if you can, wherever you're listening, if it's Apple or Spotify. Just leaving a quick review is super, super helpful for us. It's going to help more people find the show so I can keep putting this content together for free. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode of Oh My Pod.